In this week's Cotton Newsline, three cuts. All cuts are Dale Thompson, coordinator for the Beltwide Cotton Conferences. This is Cut 1, Starchy Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
Also, we're going to have a session on biofuels. In this case, we've got an organization that is putting in a biodiesel plant. They're going to use cottonseed to make their biodiesel. And we're going to have a representative from that organization speaking at the Beltwide on how they made their decision to get involved in biofuels.
This is Cut 2, Starchy Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
This year, we're looking for those top-notch innovative growers as we have in the past. And certainly, 2000 crop year has been demanding on growers. So we're looking to emphasize how growers have managed to farm and operate with high input crop production costs and how they've managed energy costs this past year, knowing the volatility of those markets and how much they have impacted a grower's ability to grow and produce profitable crops.
This is Cut 3, Starchy Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
Also look at some deficit irrigation strategies from the standpoint that irrigation is always a major component of many producers' cost, but in a year where we had extended dry periods, how our top-notch growers manage their irrigation resources through those periods is certainly of importance to the cotton industry.